Good evening. I'm Stuart Holman. This is Around Cincinnati, and we have a couple of Rookwoodites with us this evening. George Hibben, who's director of Stein Sales at the Rookwood Pottery here in Cincinnati, and my good friend Riley Humler, a wonderful and knowledgeable Rookwood expert who is the auction manager for Humler and Nolan here in Cincinnati, who conduct the sales of Rookwood pottery. And we're here to discuss an all-day event that's going to take place this Saturday, honoring Art Townley. George, why don't you give us a little introduction there?
Well, it's good to be here. Art Townley and his wife Rita, they were the owners prior to Rookwood coming back to Cincinnati in 2006. And a lot of people don't know that Art was basically responsible for, we think, saving Rookwood from possibly going over to Asia and losing that legacy. And so we're going to honor him on this coming Saturday on June 14th at our retail location at 1209 Jackson Street. We're hoping that the family will be there. We'll have historical items on display, some limited edition items that he made during his basically 25-year tenure when he owned the pottery. So it'll be a neat all-day event over at the retail store, 1209 Jackson Street.
Riley, why don't you brief our audience just momentarily on the history that George is referring to? He's talking about the possibility of Rookwood having moved overseas, and tie that into Mr. Townley, if you would.
Sure. Rookwood had been sold to the Hershey Hall Clock Company here in Cincinnati, and they actually moved the operation to Starkville, Mississippi in about 1960 and operated there for about 7 years before economics forced them to close Rookwood down completely. About 12 years later, Hershey was attempting to sell the good name of Rookwood and the limited assets, and Art Townley became aware of it. He'd been a Rookwood collector for a long time, very enthusiastic collector. He was an ex-World War II vet, and when he heard that the possible suitor for Rookwood was a company in Asia, he realized that they were only after the name, that the quality would not be the same, and it bothered him. So he worked out a deal with the Hersheys to actually buy Rookwood, and I'm under the impression that he spent about $200,000 of his own money to purchase the good name, copyrights, and what assets there were, and move them to his home in Brooklyn, Michigan. He was a practicing dentist, and this took a big hunk of his savings and his personal income to maintain the company. Significant is the fact that he renewed the copyrights and all the things that kept the name of Rookwood safe. And when it came about 2005, I guess, George,
right,
local investors became interested in Rookwood. He had managed to save the company, doing limited production on his own, making some small figurative pieces. And if it had not been for him, Rookwood may have been sold and may have gone to Korea or Japan or China someplace and disappeared with a lot of the good names, the quality names. So he gets a lot of credit for that, he and Rita. I mean, it was a sacrifice for them to do that.
I'm thinking of Mr. Townley and wondering a little bit more about his role. He is an artist, a designer, a painter, an entrepreneur. Tell us there, George.
I don't know that we could give him all those accolades. He was a trained dentist, and as such, the skills that he had from carving dental appliances transferred into refurbishing some molds and really upgrading some of the molds. We at Rookwood, we have, I believe, 3,200 or more of the old molds, but most are in some state of disrepair. So to bring back an archival piece, it has to be refurbished to a certain extent. And I'm sure that Art had to do a lot of that over the years to bring back some of the pieces that he brought back. And the figurines that I think he's known for, they can be complicated pieces with numerous mold parts to them. So if there's a chip here and there, they all need to be refurbished before they can be put back into production.
Again, the event honoring Mr. Townley at Rookwood is going to take place this Saturday, June the 14th. Give us an idea of what our listeners might expect should they choose to attend.
Well, first, I would urge everyone to check the website for the full details. The hours will be listed. We believe 2 to 5. It could be expanded, so the listeners should check that for updates. Hopefully, the family will be in attendance, Rita. Art Jr. and Sue and Danae, I don't know if the three of them will be able to attend, but the family could be there. Some historical documents of the transfer from the Townleys to Cincinnati will be there. We probably bring up some old molds if they want to see some of the old molds that the Dr. Townley was using at the time. And in addition to that, Stuart will have some of his historical pieces that when we bought the assets, he had some finished pieces that were still in stock. So we will have a limited number of Townley era figurines for sale.
Tell me about those. Are those pieces that these are actually new pieces that Townley conceived and made the molds himself?
No, these were all archival pieces. He brought back the molds, but I can't tell you for certain if he had to refurbish them. He may have gotten lucky with some of the molds being intact. Little figurines, we definitely have the monkey. He made some ducks, some rabbits, cats. The Union Terminal bookend, which Riley probably has the background story on, the two Cincinnati guys that initially went up to talk with Dr. Townley trying to find a pair of bookends, and that kind of became the genesis of Rookwood coming back to Cincinnati.
The Union Terminal bookends were probably some of the rarest items that Rookwood made. We think there might have been a dozen made originally in 1933, and Art Townley started redoing them in Michigan, and two guys from Cincinnati, Patrick Rose and Dave Pittenger, wanted to get Union Terminal bookends and contacted Art Townley about making a set. And that led to the investment group actually purchasing the company from the Townleys. So it's kind of a seminal event.
Give us again, if you would, George, give us the address of Rookwood downtown where this event will take place.
1209 Jackson Street is the Rookwood retail store, essentially at 12th and Vine.
That facility will be open for this event honoring Art Townley this coming Saturday, June the 14th. I'd like to thank our guests, George Hibben and Riley Humler, for being with us this evening. And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.